B2K, P. Diddy, and Bum Bum Bum. Before that, U2, LMC, Take Me to the Clouds Above. No one ever does a record on their own anymore.
No.
Right, it's coming. Boy, it's only 6 minutes past.
Put it on again.
What?
Put Puff Daddy on again. It's so good.
No.
Oh, come on, you love it.
No, I don't.
You play it, well, I understand you're bored with it because you played it twice before we went on air.
That's it.
It's not fair.
No, it is. It's a classic.
Selfish.
It is. It's a classic. Now then, Andy's been on.
Has he?
Yeah, right, yeah. Andy the Ermston Blue. He says, listener number 147 reporting in. Sorry, been away for a few weeks. I'm sure the listening figures for a triple Sony Gold Award winning show like The Biggest Show haven't been affected too much by my absence. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Says, any news? Have I missed much?
No.
Have they given you Wes Buttersby's chart slot that you both coveted for so long?
Mm.
Would certainly make the week more bearable with 6 days of Mancunian madness on the mighty 1FM.
Yeah.
We can only hope that Radio 1 Big Cheese Rick Parfitt knows how to maintain the status quo.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Anyway, looking forward. Have you got a date for the Hallon Menswear Awards or the summer date for the start of the frogging season?
Yeah.
You know, One Live, looking forward to that this summer?
Yes, we have.
Enough of gazing into the future, though. I can only thank you in advance for another year of great listening from The Biggest Show.
Yeah.
Though Radio 2 might be the biggest radio station in Europe, and Six Music allows its DJs to play a broad selection of music from across the spectrum, whilst you two are on mic, there will only be 1FM.
There you go. You've got his email address.
Yeah, right. James Coxon's been on.
Has he?
He says, lads, can I have a happy 21st birthday, biggity biggity bong, for my birthday on April 6th? Now, you know, we could do this on April 6th, obviously.
Absolutely.
Or we could do it now just to make sure that...
Well, no, I mean, it's April 6th next year. I mean, we've only got 11 months left.
Well, all right.
Biggity biggity bong!
Probably safety's the best policy,
isn't it? Yeah, put it in the bank.
We got Jotin's been on.
Yeah.
Says Sex and the City, Friends, Frasier, Mark and Lard. This could be bigger than
rubbish.
JFK.
Paranormal
Dick's been on.
What?
He says, re-reports in the papers of the last Sex in the City episode.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a great big orgiastic sex scene in your last episode?
Yeah, business as usual.
Well, there you go. And Nick Singleton in Worcester's been on.
Is he blessing?
He traumatised, bitterly sickened.
Ah, that's good. I like that one.
He says, I've got loads of decorating jobs on and you lads are welcome to come and work for me.
Now, that's not a bad call.
He says, Elmo, Golden Graham's been on, Stoke-on-Trent. He says, goes without saying. Saying, distraught at the news. Mm. However, on a slightly more positive note, I'm getting married on May the 8th this year and can't find a decent mobile DJ anywhere.
Well, there you go.
You see, job offers.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Job offers for Mark and Lard.
Thank you. It's a new feature.
It may well be.
Yeah.
May have to be. Right, okay then, on today's programme, we've got great moments in pop, haven't we?
Of course we have.
Oh, yes, we've got great moments in pop. Mystery Man, would you like to join us? Are the phones working today?
Oh.
Should we see if any lights come on? 08700 100 100.
Nothing.
08700 100 100.
Lack of interest in it, or is it a technical fault?
Well, I don't know. There's not one call.
Dad, will you give me dad the number he'll call if he's in? What is he? 08700 100 100. Call now, Dad, if you will. 08700 100 100. Just to test the lines as much as anything else.
Nothing.
Dad.
That's got to be a technical fault, hasn't it? We usually get one or two.
Right.
Don't we?
He's probably making a brew. Just give him a second. Dad, 08700 100 100.
Well, perhaps you better email us because there's nothing. It's dead as a dodo, this thing here.
We dad would
right,
have
so mark.radcliffe at bbc.co.uk. If you want to email us and give us your number, then we can try and phone you back for Mystery Man.
Yep.
Lard's Animal Sanctuary is on as well.
Hi.
Okay, then. And also, we'll be playing True or Bluff. And we've got the odd good tune. These are the Distillers. I mean, she's a very spunky individual, isn't
she?
Yeah, right. What's she called? Brodie Dale Dahl?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't. Just call Brody.
Brody. You know, perhaps not taking us anywhere we haven't been before.
No, but it's all right.
It's all right. This is still a... That's really exciting about playing the Distillers. The Distillers.
Yes.
And The Hunger, which is their new single. It's out on the 15th of March. We'll play that for Joey Hatzer, who is 30 this week. Can he have a biggity biggity bong Mick Jagger styley from Paul Brown cleaning windows in Newton Abbott?
Biggity biggity bong.
All right then, it's time for
Great Moments in Pop.
An honourable draw yesterday.
Yes,
at the second hurdle. Right. So, but will anybody get it today at the first try?
No.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, right. What's going on here then?
Say, man.
Where's the soap? Say, is that the soap?
No, it's not the soap. Get your hands off. Oh, never mind that, man. Yeah. Listen, any one of you dudes got an idea for a killer title for the next album?
Say, what about smash the wheels of industry and redistribute the spoils of capitalistic greed?
Yeah, it's good, but it's a bit long, dude, isn't it?
Well, how about this one is for the kids?
Like it? Yeah. Bit patronizing, maybe. But what about you kids are great and we respect you and think you're great?
Hey, fabulous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That'll keep us down with the kids on the street, man. Hey, dude. How's that new Lamborghini of yours?
Oh, I don't drive that anymore, man.
No?
The ashtray is doggone full.
No.
I got myself a nice new Bentley from England, Cestershire. Hey, how's that new plane of yours?
Hey, it's cool, man. You know, it's a 747.
All right.
It's got a bed in it and a chemical toilet. Used to belong to Dolly Parton.
Cool, man.
I think you might get that.
There's quite a lot in there, isn't there? I had a good suggestion.
You go on, then.
Is that the soap, man? Not that the soap. New album title.
Yeah.
Magazine, The Correct Use of Soap.
Hey.
And the accents are so Mancunian.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
I thought it was a good choice, that.
No, it's not that.
It's not that.
You've warned them off. Good on you.
Yes, all right then. Plenty in there.
Right? Loads.
It's just extracting the correct essence, really.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So, thankfully, our email is working fine. I don't know what's going on with the phones. It's really a bit
conspiracy
of a mystery at the moment, right? But anyway, we know that we're not getting any calls, because not that we're paranoid around, but we've tried dialing ourselves from the mobiles.
My dad would have called by now.
Right, no one can get through.
No.
So we don't know what's going on. I can only, make the natural assumption that it's part of the overall conspiracy to wind us
down.
Yeah. Right, okay then. But email, getting through at the moment. So if you think you know what's going on Great Moments in... Are we going out on air? Or are we just sitting in this room doing it for ourselves? Has it finished already, actually? I mean, it...
Right, go and get that... Physical Graffiti, Led Zeppelin, bottom shelf.
Or if we just stop for ages, we'll see if the emergency deck comes on. That would be the only way, really, of checking, wouldn't it? Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, in the meantime, we'll see if we get any e-mithers. That's another way of doing it.
Do you know what? I mean, obviously, we forget a lot of people who listen are in Manchester. I mean, if you want to write it down, just drop it on reception.
Nice suggestion.
Yeah.
I'm sure Pauline's thrilled now.
Yes.
Mark.radcliffe at bbc.co.uk on the email there, and the text is 81199. The darkness and love is only a feeling. 21 minutes past.
One.
On Radio 1. There's this BBC campaign at the moment called Taking Care. All information and stuff about people who are in care. I saw a brilliant programme the other night, actually, about three kids are in care in different places. And I've got nothing particularly to say about it, but it was a good programme. And I never get involved in all these kind of things, but having watched I'm a Celebrity and then read in the papers about Kerry Katona's life, I don't know, it's quite a moving story, actually. As I say, I don't usually get wrapped up in these things, but it's hard not to be affected by that. Anyway, all day on Radio 1, we are hearing from young people who are living in care, and it's part of this BBC Taking Care season. And if you are in care, or you want information about it, then you can call the One Lifeline on 0800 110 100. 0800 110 100, or log on to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on One Life.
One Life on Radio 1.
Let's go!
Taking care.
Living in a children's home is brilliant. That's the truth. I couldn't lie, because it is. It's brilliant.
Across the UK, 75,000 young people are currently living in care. Tina went into care last year.
I looked after my mum, who was disabled, for a few years, and I tried my hardest to look after her 24 hours a day. You don't actually know how hard it is unless you do that, Karen.
Make me some.
In the end, I just put myself in a children's home, and I was just so afraid to cry myself to sleep that night. I was thinking, oh God, it's going to be a disaster, and I'm going to get battered, but it's nothing like that, it's the completely opposite. I felt like I was at home. You feel like you've got loads of brothers and sisters, and you feel like you've got a lot of people supporting you all the time. I still look after my mum, but I've still got my own freedom. I live in my own place and I've got my own friends and my own family. My hopes for the future is as long as I have a nice house, a nice family and loads of pets, I don't care.
For more information on living in care, log on to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and click on One Life.
One Life. Live in.
Will you do a get back to work to Ruth Berhalter in Brighton, whose birthday it is today?
Get back to work!
And also to Dave Flatpig, who is absolutely devastated. Not only that the biggest show's about to burst, but also he didn't get a mention on his birthday recently.
Ooh,
so I thought
birthday.
I'd play this. That's Who's David by Busted.
Oh, right, very good.
Which it is, I thought it was going to. Although I can't see that doing as well as the other ones, can you?
Oh, no.
No, really. Anyway, that was from Tracy, Dozy and Poppy. And before that, it was Lamar and Dance With You, which is, if push came to shove, my favourite record of all time.
Yeah, and mine.
Right, coming up, we've got tunes from The Strokes and Deepest Blue, plus we'll be playing Mystery Man. It's just turned 1:31, actually, with the news, Sue Carter.
Police launch a murder inquiry into the death of a Warrington teenager.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The parents of a Cheshire teenager whose body was found dumped in the Lake District have denied any involvement in her death. Ipfikar and Fasana Ahmed were arrested on suspicion of kidnap in December and released on bail. This morning, they turned up unexpectedly at a news conference police were holding into the disappearance of 17-year-old Shafilia. Here's Detective Chief Inspector Garen Jones.
Everyone is saddened by this discovery, and our deepest condolences go out to her family, her friends, and all who knew Shafilia. Shafilia's siblings and family are gathered together at the moment, and we will be continuing with our liaison with them.
A 33-year-old man's being questioned after the body of a teenage girl was found on wasteland near Wakefield in West Yorkshire. A man's been given a life sentence for pushing a stranger under a tube train in London. Stephen Soane-Wade shoved Christopher Duclos from France off the platform at Mile End Station in September 2002. Official figures on asylum show a big drop in people wanting to stay here. The figure for last year is down 41% on the year before. Pupils who study maths at A-level should have their university fees reduced or cut completely, according to a government-backed inquiry. There are concerns not enough students want to go on to teach the subject. And Bolton's admitted around 900 supporters on their priority list still haven't got tickets for Sunday's Carling Cup final against Middlesbrough. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
Wake up with Moyles. Go home with Coxie.
That's Deepest Blue and Give It Away. And before that, it was The Strokes and Reptilia. Good afternoon. This is Mark and Lard on Radio 1 for the time being. It's 20 minutes to 2. We got Lard's Animal Sanctuary coming.
We have.
We have got great moments in pop suggestions pouring in. Phones seem to be working now, but not that we're taking any calls.
That's big of them.
What else? Oh, yeah, we're going to play True or Bluff as well a little bit later on. Radio 1's good word game. Mark Basham's been on.
Is he?
Go on with Coxie. Wake up with Miles. Get the sack with Mark and Lark.
Yay! We're not getting the sack.
We're not.
We're just at that age.
We've reached an understanding. We're not getting the
pension.
Sack. No, we're not.
We're not getting a pension.
Like the Ford Capri, the legend lives on. Which I think is a nice testament, isn't it?
Thank you.
Can I have a biggity biggity big for Adam the water tester, Kev the farmer, and Scotty the scientist?
Biggity biggity bong!
And also, Tracy's been on and said, sorry you're leaving. Due to the immense shock, my fiancé, Carl, has fractured his ankle at football on Saturday as his mind was on other things.
Oh, bless.
All right, then. So can he ever get back to work in the style of a grief counsellor?
Get back to work.
All right. Okay, then. Fair enough. Should we do Mystery Man?
We best
done. All right, then.
Mystery Man. Or possibly some skills. Mystery Man. A tasty piece.
All right, we've got Teresa Hutchison on the line. Hutchison!
Well, hello there!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you doing?
We're all right, yeah. we're very good. Yeah, what about yourself?
I'm fantastic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right. You're not a character from one of our items coming up later on, are you?
Do you know what?
What?
I could be.
I think you might be, yes. All right, then. Where are you?
I'm in Portsmouth.
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 Well, now, you know, a funny place, Portsmouth, isn't it?
Well, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you know, we had an interesting time there with the Shire horses once,
yeah,
didn't we?
Did, yeah,
Peter Kay.
That's
what,
right.
What, like horses or the
well, no, that's
no.
All.
No, it was music, wasn't it?
It was music, yeah.
And rugby players and fights.
Yeah,
all right.
It was. Yeah. It was a bit of a rum-do. But of course, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know that urine or urinating was invented in Portsmouth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, do you partake yourself?
I quite often see it happening up the wall, you know, when you're in the club
do you?
And stuff.
Yeah.
That's sort
well,
of our memories
tradition.
Of Portsmouth, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, really? I think we might have started.
But it's a funny thing that before, what was his name? Josiah
Urinary Tract.
That's right, double barrel name,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Very posh.
Before he invented that, people across the world were just bloating up, and then having to make little incisions all over the place.
I mean, funnily enough, I mean, the catheter was invented before the urinary tract.
I mean, isn't that weird?
Which is amazing.
Is there a plaque to Josiah Urinary Tract in Portsmouth anywhere?
Do you know what? I think there is. Just down, you know, if you turn right down into Lake Road and then left again, there's a little building. It's behind there, I think.
Is it?
Is that behind Urin Square?
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
There you
I've been
go.
There. Yes.
And what do you do in Portsmouth, Teresa?
I dance and I sing and I have to work sometimes too, which I don't like doing.
No, who does?
But, you know.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a lap dancer.
You're a lap dancer?
No, that's my other job, sorry. I do accounts and payroll.
Do you? Right, okay then. So, I mean, you'd be good at counting all the money that's been stuffed in your gusset, will you?
There's not a lot of room in there, I tell you.
Well, all right, okay. You sure?
Well, this isn't Radio 2, you know.
Right, you know. You sure this
all
isn't?
All Radio 2 listeners are in there.
You don't know anyone called Patrick, do you? I'm just wondering whether he's
Bald
supplying
head.
Your material, that's all. Dick the Buttock Scruttocks, as we knew and loved him. Anyway, well, it's very interesting having you on, Teresa.
I'm sure it is for you.
Right, we've got Lance Harrington on the line as well.
Follow that, Lance.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, very good. And where are you?
Colchester.
Oh, Colchester.
Historic city.
I was just reading about that. I mean, just people still kind of talk about when Hannibal led the elephants into Colchester?
Yeah, they mention it sometimes, but they try and keep it a bit quiet, actually,
yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, John Wayne starred him in the film. He looked nothing like him. But there was that great bit where he went over the A12 and passed, you know, straight through 8 Ash Green, past the Bickentyre pub, straight down the main road into town. It was amazing.
Great
moment in history.
The stuff of epic and myth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And what do you do in Colchester, Lance?
I'm a sports analyst.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah.
So, I mean, what's that mean, then?
Well, I kind of watch football and other sports.
Who are you analysing for?
We do fantasy sports games, fantasy football games, things like that.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough then, yeah. And what do you like doing when you're not doing that then?
Watching TV.
God, do you think
he's a TV analyst as well?
Is he?
Well, yeah.
I've just been wondering about getting one of those.
What?
TV? It'll never replace radio though, will it?
No, I don't think so. No.
I'm going to wait until these two channels.
Oh, that's a good idea, that.
Yeah, I'm going to hold out.
That's a good idea. I'll stick with you then.
Yeah.
Right then. Do you support anyone in particular?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. Ipswich Town.
Yeah, how's that going then?
Oh, they're not too good. They're doing all right,
yeah. It's a bit up and down, isn't it? Joe Roy, you like Joe, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Joe's great,
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
like Joe.
Fairly does then. All right, Lance, nice having you on as well. We'll have a tune from Eastern Lane and then we'll get on with it. They're the ones who are from... It sounded a bit like Bruce Springsteen and Glory
Days.
As well, yeah, and they're from Berwick, and none of them are over 18, although they don't sound that young. It sounds a bit grizzled and gnarled, can only be a good thing, can't it? But there, it comes out on Monday the 1st of March through Rough Trade, Eastern Lane and Saffron. You better go and get the guest, hadn't you? Okay, we have Teresa Hutchison in Portsmouth.
Yay!
Hey, right then, are you going to pack in the payroll? I mean, is this lap dancing thing official, or is it just something you get into when you've had a couple of snowballs?
Well, it's something that I practice in my bedroom not very well.
Right, okay.
And I'm waiting for offers, but I've not got any.
Right, yes. Do you practice in public at all or not?
I do on lampposts, but I look like I'm actually peeing, you know, that thing you were talking about.
Yeah,
earlier.
Well, Josiah, there we go. We're back to the same territory. Yeah. And we got Lance Harrington in Colchester, Cistershire.
Hello.
Hey, all right, mate. Very good. Right, have you got any other things we should know about? Any kind of exhibitionist streak or...?
No, I probably shouldn't tell you about it, to be honest.
Fine, OK, we'll leave it there then. Thank you for your delicacy. Very good. Right, now, coming through the studio door, wearing a suit of armour. Bit's falling off it today. Well, there you go. It's had some welly, this suit of armour, hasn't it? Right, here comes today's mystery celebrity. Good afternoon, sir or madam. All right, then. Pass me the envelope, please, and let me open it and reveal to myself... But not, of course, to our contestants, who you are. Oh, right, OK, nice to see you. Teresa and Lance, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
OK, then, we have great prizes. We've got today the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms DVD.
I've got that already.
Oh, have you? Right, OK, then. The Seamaster's Beast of the Ages, raging up from the bottom of time.
He does.
Right, but also I've got the Valley of Gwangi.
Oh, I don't think I haven't got that one.
The Valley of Gwangi.
Ah.
Cowpokes head into a mysterious Mexican valley to head them up and move them out, but they're not looking for little doggies, they're looking for great big dinosaurs.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes. It sounds like it's going to be a different kind of film, doesn't it, really?
Well,
the Valley of Gwangi. Cowpokes head into a mysterious valley, looking to head them up and move them out. Right, anyway, right, it's not about that. Let's play Mystery Man. Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, first clue is going to Teresa from our mystery celebrity.
I am not at all hugger-muggeristic.
Right, I'm not at all hugger-muggeristic. Teresa, what do you think? Who could it be?
I think from that huge clue that it might be the honey monster.
Good, you're not that far off. but it's not right. No, here's one for Lance.
I was born over there many moons ago. Well, not that many moons. Okay, it was a fair few. I'm not vain or out.
Coming slightly more Liverpudlian, I don't know. Anyway, right, Lance, born many moons ago. Not a lot there, but...
Could it possibly be your dad?
It's not my dad. No, it's not, I'm afraid. No. OK, another one for Teresa.
As a newborn baby, I had a woefully thin and wispy thatch on my head. And despite my attempts at disguising the fact, nothing much has changed.
What do you think, T?
The thatch gives it away. Is it Wurzel Gummidge?
Oh, good answer, but not right.
Oh.
As a slightly older kid, I liked my footy, but was more of a watcher than a doer. And nothing much has changed.
We're heading into territory which one would think might give you a certain advantage given your profession, Lance, but...
Well, you think,
but maybe not.
Is it Charlton Heston?
Is it who?
Charlton Heston?
No, it's not. No, okay. No.
As a teenager, I suffered much embarrassment after an ill-advised six-hour bout on a sunbed. I was bright orange, and nothing much has changed. P.S. I am not Des O'Connor.
Oh.
Looks pretty good for 95 Des, though, doesn't he? What was that? Right. Any ideas then, T?
Is it that Nancy De Lolly Orio Orio?
Oh, she's orange, isn't she? You're right, yeah. But no, it's not Nancy De Lolly Orio.
I sold insurance before going on the telly, which was great, particularly for the viewing ladies. Ooh la la la.
Sold insurance and then went on the telly, Lance. Bright orange.
David Dickinson.
Perfectly good answer. And again, not a million miles away-ish type thing, but not right.
As you've probably gathered, I like to think of myself as a bit of a ladies' man. Pity the ladies think of me as more of a silly old git.
Nice. Teresa, what do you think? Are you getting anywhere near it?
I'm going to have a stab.
Yes.
At Desmond Lynham.
Well, now then, very well worked out, I would say. Then.
Well, you know, love, I think you find you're right.
it's Desmond! Right,
okay. May I just say at this juncture, what a load of crap that was from Lance, who's supposed to be in the football business.
Well, there you go, yes.
No offence, mate.
No, I'm sure. Right, well, it's a little late to start worrying about that, possibly.
Yes.
Anyway, Lance, you should have got that.
I should have done. It's very poor.
Footy, watcher, not a doer, orange, viewing ladies on the... Anyway, never mind. Would you like Desmond Lynham? You're getting married, aren't you, soon?
I am, yes, this year.
When's that?
August.
Well, you must write into us and we'll do a request for you on the day. You know.
Well, I would, but, you know, obviously with the show... closing.
What are you on about there, mate? We don't know when it's closing, and I'm not even a part of it, Cobber.
All right, but Des won't be here then, so perhaps he'd better do a message for you now.
Okay, Des. Could you give us a biggity-biggity-bong to Ian and all of Live Ops?
Biggity-biggity-bong.
Right. Are you marrying Ian?
No, I'm not.
Oh, right. I thought it was something about the wedding. Right, okay. What's your fiancé called?
She's called Emma.
There you
are. Yeah. I'll have a mutton grumble for her.
I think you'd better have something for her as soon as you get in wed, mate.
Mustn't grumble, love. And if you get fed up with him, you know where I am. Sheila.
All right, then, lads. Lovely talking to you.
Right, cheers, mate.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Teresa.
Hi.
Are you dating at the moment? Or?
Oh, I'm looking.
Are you? What, how do you
no
feel
further,
about
darling.
Big Des here?
I think I could, like, give him a big...
Yes.
I think you probably could.
All right. Would you like Des to give a message out for you at all?
I do have quite a few people I'd like to mention.
Go on, rattle through.
Right. Could you say, Des, please, sweetie, happy birthday to Charlie, my friend. It's sometime next week. I can't remember when.
Happy birthday, Chaz.
No, Charlie's a girl, not Chaz.
Listen, I'll call her whatever I like, darling.
I bet you would.
Cobber.
and hi to Paul and Sam and Paul.
No, come on, just get the list out of the way. We can't do this. We'll be here all day.
No, there's only one more after this.
Go on, then, Sheila.
Go on.
Paul and Sam and Paul.
We've done that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and Mr. FHB, you know who you are.
Yes, what about it?
Just say hi to Mr. FHB.
Hi.
Thank you.
Teresa, okay, well, it's been lovely talking to you.
And you.
And we hope you find your true vocation, whatever it may
do.
Be. Yes, okay. All right, Teresa, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She sounded like a bit of a live wire, didn't she?
She was a handful.
Does? Right, yeah. And so, what are you up to at the moment? Because I don't watch the commercial channels, isn't it?
It is commercial, yeah. And with your mate, Ali McCoist, his love.
Absolutely.
Obviously. I mean, you watch the bits with Ali.
With Ali, immediately. I mean, would you like to come back to the BBC if you had your own way?
Oh, that'd be the dream ticket, mate. Can you tell what it is yet?
All right, Des Lynham on Radio 1, everybody.
Thank you,
love
it. Des, the ladies out there.
Des Lynham.
Yeah, ladies. I love it.
Didn't he have a tryst with a tranny once, Des?
Leave it.
This is Radio 1. Last year, Radio 1 brought you some of the world's biggest artists.
One.
Foo Fighters, Robbie Williams, Eminem.
Suck my kiss.
And many more.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on.
This summer, Radio 1 brings you the Red Hot Chili Peppers, live and exclusive to over 400,000 fans across the UK.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
Zane Lowe sound a bit like Des Lynham, or is it just my imagination?
All the details go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
One.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, live. Part of Radio 1's massive summer of live music.
Radio 1.
That's Roger Sanchez there.
Is it Lard's Animal Sanctuary?
Once again, into the wonderful world of animal husbandry and welfare, we go.
Yeah, that works.
It's as good a way as that is.
Yeah, that's a good finish to it,
Right, okay then. So welcome again to Headkeeper Lard.
Hi.
Who, of course, you know, has got a big heart.
Yeah.
Likes to care for our fellow beasts.
That's right.
So what have you found on your travels today, Lard?
Well, actually, it was just this morning.
Was it?
Yeah, I was. The kids are truanting again, and I went over to the water park.
Yeah.
Once again with them.
Oh, it's green down there.
No, it's too cold.
Is it?
What? It is in summer.
Right.
Parked over by Deckers.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's we're out there ratting this morning.
Yeah.
And it was quite a weird sight.
Have they got kids' swings as well as big swings, you know?
What do you mean, big swings? They're all kids' swings, aren't they? Why?
No, the ones
that have adult swings. Do you go on swings when you go to park? Because I don't. I just sit there and watch the kids.
Ones for toddlers that come, you know, with like a frame.
Oh, so you mean like a little cradle thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No. Anyway, it's a different item, isn't it?
Yes, it's a different,
really.
Yeah. You're throwing that away.
It's a promising one. We'll do that sort of in the autumn sometime.
Yeah. It's a summer feature.
Right.
Anyway, I was just rumbling about, like, looking for rats.
Yeah.
And I picked up a log, and I found under this log, this frog.
Aww. That'll tighten up.
Yeah. Not to speed.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I mean, I would normally just get it, put it in a box for a couple of days and then let it go again, you know, outside the house.
Aww.
Oh, you see, cause you got to be right. You got to treat them right, haven't you?
Well, that's right.
But
absolutely.
This is something different altogether.
Yeah.
Now, this poor little frog.
Aww.
Right. Now, what's obviously happening with it, as you can see, the poor thing is riddled with warts. And, you know, I mean, it absolutely sickens me to the stomach when I see something. I can't actually, what's the phrase?
It never surprises, never ceases to amaze me how warty frog can be.
No, well, it's how
cruel.
Humans can allow viruses,
yes,
to travel amongst the populace of the animal kingdom,
David
remaining unchecked.
Must be filling his trousers, wasn't he?
Now, the thing is that this is absolutely head-to-toe Wartville City.
Aww.
And so, I mean, obviously what I've done, I've got it here with me today.
Yep.
And I've got this tube of Bazooka That Veruca.
Aww.
And I'm now spreading it on.
Aww.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in a box by the boiler in the cellar for a month or so.
Aww.
And then after that, I'm going to keep an eye on it because I'm going to keep it in a little cage with a wheel in it and a mirror so it can look at itself.
Cuttlefish?
And a cuttlefish, yeah.
No.
So it can sharpen its beak.
Yes, right.
So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, then. Okay, well, it's a nice beast. I mean, is it placid?
Let me have a look. Yes, it's flaccid at the moment.
Yes.
I've got that right.
Right. Yeah. Have you got a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Frog.
Aww.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing it in and showing
it. It's all right.
Us.
It's nice to be nice.
Yeah, okay. I mean, when I look at it, quite a big frog, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Quite warty, big frog.
Yeah.
You're absolutely sure it's not a toad, which is supposed to have warts on it, isn't it?
How do I know? I'm not a chuffing zoologist.
Is it Lads Animal Sanctuary?
It's like downtown New York in the middle of...
That's Jennifer Lopez with some nonsense about sharing your love space or something or other.
Yeah.
It's got a really inventive title, though. Baby, I Love You, it's called. And where do they get them from, Mark?
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surreal. I like surreal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very nearly as near as makes no difference, 10 past 2 on Radio 1. And here we go, back with...
Great Moments in Pop.
Here's episode 1 again.
Say, man. Where's the soap? Say, is that the soap?
No, it's not. Get your hands off.
Oh,
never mind
here,
that, man. Listen, any one of you dudes got an idea for a killer title for the next album?
Say, what about smash the wheels of industry and redistribute the spoils of capitalistic greed?
Yeah. It's good, but it's a bit long, dude, isn't it?
Yeah, well, how about this one is for the kids?
Like it? Yeah. Bit patronizing, maybe.
Yeah.
But what about you kids are great and we respect you and think you're great?
Hey, fabulous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That'll keep us down with the kids on the street, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. How's that new Lamborghini of yours?
Oh, I don't drive that anymore, man.
No.
Etc. Right, there you get the general gist of that. Okay, is it the MC5 in the moments before they sold out to Levi's? From Guy Incognito. Although I think you'd have to let the MC5, you know, because they're kind of, what, how old are they now? About 60. Seriously.
Yeah, there's only two of them left anyway, isn't there?
Three.
Is it the drummer, Wayne Kramer?
Wayne Kramer and the bass player and the drummer.
Right, they are.
Yeah, Rob Tyner's dead, isn't he? And Fred Sonic Smith.
Yeah.
Been talked about as one of the most significant rock bands of all time.
For
like 30-odd years and made no money at all.
Absolutely.
So probably, you know, it's fair enough, isn't it?
And write one of the greatest tunes ever.
Well, there you go. But that's from Guy Incognito, anyway.
OK, Glenn in Oxford. Was it when three long-haired brothers called Hanson released their debut smash hit single Umbop, only to disappear very shortly afterwards?
That comes up a lot, Umbop, doesn't it?
Gramsci in Hebden, be it the Kings of Leon in their family bath, ruminating on ideas for their album.
OK.
Nope.
James Hunt at Leeds Uni. Is today's great moment in pop a reunion of the Spice Girls in a large bathtub in Liverpool? Guy's been on, said, is it anything to do with AC/DC and For Those About to Rock? Not totally sure, as the Welsh accents were a bit distracting.
Oh, no. Chris inspecting scrapyards in Hertfordshire. Is it Bon Jovi coming up with the title of Slippery When Wet?
Right.
See where you're coming from. David discombobulated Patrick. Is today's great moment in pop the time when popular folk combo Rage Against the Machine filmed outside the New York Stock Exchange with Michael Moore for a video and then tried to get inside, causing the Stock Exchange to pull down the metal shutters to keep them out?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, all they right. did. Yes.
Percy the 6'3" said, is it the formation of embarrassing early 90s band New Kids on the Block?
Ooh.
Eric in St Andrews said, is it the Offspring trying to think of the title for The Kids Ain't All Right? And Kate, eating muesli in Kent, said, is it the Offspring deciding to rename their album Splinter after their battle with Guns N' Roses over the title Chinese Democracy?
Who'd fight over that?
Well, it's hard to understand, isn't it? But it's not right anyway.
Glenn Mattingly, is it the Eagles naming one of their albums? Possibly Hotel California, no. And Julie, is this a formation of the first War Child album when they all got the artists together?
Right, Alan in Cambridge, is it Limp Bizkit deciding on the album title Chocolate Starfish in the Hot Dog Flavoured Water?
Ah.
Which must be a contender for worst album title of all time.
Yep, yep.
Which does suggest to me a featurette, actually. You know, what did we do? The worst named band of all time.
We did.
But what are the worst album titles of all time? We could kind of have a run at that and read some of the nominations out. It wouldn't take long. So apart from anything else, if you've got any nominations of worst album title of all time, let us have it. And it sounds like First Link Tomorrow to me, with any luck. Anyway, right, no, none of those are right. Okay,
no.
So here comes part two.
Yeah, cool,
man.
Dolly Parton, man.
It's our butler. Hey, Jeeves, what the hell do you want, man?
Yeah.
We're having a band meeting here.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Your afternoon Dom Perignon and the latest royalty check, sir.
Oh, cool, man. Right. Get it here. Let's have a look. Right. What the?
Hey, let me see that, man. What? How can that be?
I don't know. Let's get the manager on the goddamn phone, shall we?
Very good, sir.
Just don't understand.
Ridiculous, man!
Come on,
it's outrageous.
That manager.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we just got our goddamn royalty statement. Is this some kind of sick joke? You cannot be serious. We're gonna be down to our last trillion here. What's going on? Really? Well, let me have a looky here, right? Why the...
What is going on?
Right?
We're
so,
off the page,
there you go. Right, if you think you know what's happening, and indeed if you've got a bad album title, but you don't have to do that at the same time.
No.
Think about that tomorrow. Mark.radcliffe at bbc.co.uk on the email there, and the text is 81199. This is our record of the week from Kraftwerk. Steve Butler and Andy Parks, painters and decorators from Prestatyn, have entered Great Moments in Pop many times without hearing their names mentioned. So can you just shout out, Steve and Andy, you are winners.
Steve and Andy, you're winners.
They're not, though.
No.
Anyway, at least you've heard that. That's our record of the week from Kraftwerk. It's aerodynamic, or aerodynamique, is how they seem to say it. And it comes out on the 15th of March. True or bluff very soon.
New drama on BBC One. Go. The first rule of the con is you can't cheat an honest man.
What I'm about to show you may be foolproof, but it is against the law.
Laws were made to be broken.
Hustle.
The plan is to buy £500,000 worth of shares.
A nice little deal.
So you buy knowing the share price is going to go up.
Exactly.
If you want something for nothing, meet the team who'll give you nothing for something. Hustle. The con is on. New drama tonight at 9 on BBC One.
so scandalous.
That's Mystique and Scandalous. Time for a bit of wordplay on Radio 1 as we play our cerebral game, True or Bluff. Anyone on the True or Bluff line today? Hello?
Hello!
Right, who's that then?
Mr. Sid and Delilah, Mark!
Anybody get that? Mr. what?
Sid and Delilah!
Oh, yes, right, Sam.
Sam, yes,
yeah, yeah, sorry, just take me a moment. Right, and where are you, Sam?
Carlisle!
What do you do there, pal?
I rob farmhouses in the dead of night, Mark.
Dear, right. Yep. And so what do you do during the day, then?
Word searches.
Really? Yes. Okay, puzzles
crosswords,
and that.
Crosswords, etc.
Excellent,
yes.
Okay. Then.
Word mad me, I use them all the time.
Do you?
Aye.
Brilliant, all right.
I've even got me old pen.
Well,
that's
saying something, isn't it?
Yes!
Well, let's see how you get on, because all you've got to do is guess the correct definition from three, and a big prize could be yours.
Beachy daddle, mate!
All right, then, let me introduce you to today's panel. First of all, we've got Dr. Evadne Fudge, Professor of Word Search at Golden Graham's College, Oxford.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yeah. And also Verity Flexworthy, naked trapeze artist, lady shave demonstrator, and call girl to the stars.
Oh! Hi there, Sam. You sound like a muscle-bound hunk.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps you and I could get together and you could catch me in your firm arms when I slide off my trapeze.
Oh, slide away.
Yes, right. All right. Okay.
Mamma mia!
Yes, perhaps we could get on with the game, could we?
Oh, if you say so, mate.
Okay, then. One ring of Jeff Skelton's bell reveals to me that today's word is tigsmethyl. Tigsmethyl. Okay, nice sounding word. Tigsmethyl. Dr. Evadne Fudge, could you tell us the first definition of tigsmethyl?
Tigsmethyl, Mark, was it?
Tigsmethyl, yeah.
Right, okay, carry on.
Okay, Dr. Evadne Fudge.
Okay.
Tigsmethyl, was it?
Tigsmethyl, yes.
In your pocket bacon slicer?
Well, we're going to find out from Dr.
I think he was. I think he was carried by Victorian street urchins in Saxe Coburg.
Well, I mean, we're going to find a definition
I'm
from...
probably wrong. Sorry, carry
okay.
on.
All right, Dr. Evadne Fudge.
As I remember, he used to shave parmesan off Spanish ladies' beards. Is that all right?
I don't know. I've not heard the definitions yet.
Well, right. I think he was. I think he was recently advertised in the Sunday Sport by Libby Purvis.
Well, okay, right, let's get
off. I'm sure he was.
Well, can we get a definition
out? Sorry about that, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, Dr. Evadne Fudge.
A tigsmethyl is a pocket bacon slicer carried by Victorian street urchins in Saxe Coburg, used to shave parmesan off Spanish ladies' beards. Recently advertised in the Sunday Sport by Libby Purvis.
Told you, Mark!
Right,
told
well,
you.
It's a possibility then, isn't it?
It's more nice, it's a
right.
probability.
Okay, well, I've got two more definitions for you.
Why?
One from me. Okay, a tigsmethyl is what a Brummie would call a kind of miniature flat cap worn by a Pekingese dog.
Can't be stupid!
A tigsmethyl. No! Mm-mm. All right, well...
I'll just take the prize!
Well, we've got another definition from Verity Flexworthy. We might as well at least hear it, shouldn't we? Yeah.
Go on, then.
Verity.
Hey there, muscle man.
Hello.
Oh, are you oiled and ready?
I'm ready.
Come on.
Oh, I love oil, don't you?
Yes. Oh, virgin olive oil.
Well, Sam, I can tell you that a tigsmethyl is a small filled roll first invented in Bombay.
That's it. That's put the cat amongst the pigeons, isn't it?
Has it?
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I was sure that the posh bird was right, Mark, and what? I was there with it all the way.
That's it.
Till Verity popped up.
Right. If Adney Fudge's pocket bacon slicer then, or Verity's small filled roll invented in Bombay. Gonna have to hurry, you.
I'm gonna go for Verity's Bombay roll, Mark.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay, right. All right, Verity, could you reveal to us, please, if that is a true or bluff definition?
Come on, lady.
It's a bluff, sir.
Stupid now!
Oh, okay then, well, can you reveal, please, who had the correct definition
posh
today?
Posh bird, didn't it?
Yes, it was me!
Oh,
Dr. Evadne Fudge, it was!
Oh, do you know what?
What?
Can't believe this!
What?
I've just got a blooming tigsmethyl under the desk here! Stupid!
Better luck next time! Not not many people won on that game, you know, funnily enough.
It's true, I've loved.
Very hard, yeah. Boogie Pimps and Somebody to Love. One. Coming up, Britney Spears, The Vines, Big Reveal, Great Moments in Pop. Half two on Radio 1. Here's Georgina Bowman.
The parents of a teenager whose body was found in Cumbria speak out about her death.
BBC. Radio 1.
The mum and dad of 17-year-old Shafilia Ahmed, whose body was found dumped by a river in Cumbria 3 weeks ago, have denied any involvement in her death. They made a surprise appearance at a police news conference this morning. Detectives say it's now a murder inquiry. Milton Furman is the solicitor for Shafilia's parents.
They strenuously deny any direct or indirect involvement in their daughter's untimely demise. They will not hesitate to defend their good and unblemished names in any court in this land.
Math students should have their university fees cut. The idea has been put forward by a government inquiry into why fewer A-level pupils are choosing the subjects. Vicky Brooke teaches at a school which specialises in maths.
It's very urgent. If we can't get our students to do maths as a maths and computing college as we are, then I only wonder what strife other colleges are in or other schools are in. It is urgent and needs to be acted on now before it gets any more serious.
Official figures on asylum show a big drop in people wanting to stay here. The government says it's proof that its policies are working, but the UN claims the fall's because there are fewer trouble spots around the world. The government's confirmed the British prisoners being released from the US prison at Guantanamo Bay could be questioned by anti-terror police. Five men are due to be flown back to the UK in the next few weeks. Police say high-tech fraud is costing British firms billions of pounds every year. 80% of companies have been hit by e-crimes, like hacking and virus attacks. Andrew Peters found that £18,000 had been stolen from his company's online accounts.
I thought somebody was playing a joke on me, especially since the money's involved in it. It soon became prevalent that it wasn't a joke. The money was really stolen on that. And from that stage on was 24 hours of quite considerable worry.
Arsenal are hoping to put their dodgy away record against Spanish sides behind them when they meet Celta Vigo tonight. Tonight's Champions League ties also see Bex's Real Madrid taking on Bayern Munich. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
Wake up with Miles.
Go home with Coxie.
This is Radio 1.
But can't you see?
Two good tunes there.
Oh, yeah.
The Vines and Britney.
That Britney tune is great.
Yeah, no, it is. It's good. Will you do and having a drink then to all the people going to the Dark Door Murder Mystery Game in May, and a hurry up to all those who are coming and haven't got their character sheets in yet from Richard Bird.
Then.
Thanks, lads. All best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you do a big shout to the Reality White Arrow Express drivers?
Good.
Right, this appears to be from Roger. Said, they all listen to the biggest show. The standard of parcel delivery will never be the same again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I went to a great Wilco Johnson gig in Norwich on Friday. Could you read this out, as it's probably the last time Wilco will ever be mentioned on Radio 1.
It's a possibility.
Well, I you say that, but I mean, Zane Lowe, Westwood, they're all big Wilco fans, aren't they? Quite right, too, yeah. Can we say a big get well soon, biggity big the bong to Michelle's Hugh?
Biggity, biggity, bong, you!
Right, he's listening today and ain't been too well. So, get well soon, pal. It'd be good to see you up and about. Anything else you need to say, Shel? On dying love, or probably pushing it a bit too much, that is it, do you think? Laying it on with the trowel? Lay it on as thick as you want. Yeah, she thinks you're all right. Okay, then, we've got a big reveal on Great Moments in Pop coming very shortly. Sarah Cox after us.
Excellent.
Then you've got your actual Dave Pearce.
Oh, the best.
Between 6 and 8. Big competition. Listen to this. Your chance to win a week's scuba diving holiday to Egypt and stay in a 5-star hotel to celebrate the release of Radio 1's Movie of the Month, Along Came Polly.
Hey.
How's that work? So we have.
Oh, nobody sounds all right.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Big competition. Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller. And but we have a movie of the month.
Yeah.
Which gets shown in cinemas over here.
Yeah.
And to celebrate that, someone goes to Egypt scuba diving. Mm. I'm not saying I'm against it.
No, it's excellent.
I'm just slightly mystified as the train of thought.
You would expect it to be like something like you could win a parrot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Or some pretty poly tights.
You know.
We've already got plenty, haven't we? But,
yeah. No.
You know. Is there something about scuba diving or Egypt in Along Came Polly? It must be. That must,
must be.
It.
Must
I don't
be.
Know, so it must be.
Must,
we're
must,
probably
must
making
be.
Fools of ourselves.
Not for the first time.
Speak. Right, okay. Zane Lowe is on between 8 and 10. He's got the stills live from Maida Vale. Mm. John Peel between 10 and midnight. Biffy Clyro in session. The Rock Show with Marianne Hobbs. Alf Demore. Alf Demore?
Don't know.
It's that girl who used to be in Hole and used to be in Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, she's
Melissa. Melissa, after Mayor, or after Moore. Yeah, something.
Melissa.
Anyway, that's her. And Fear Factory and him on there. And Vicky Marsden between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Well, that's a towering triumph, that, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
That's, Usher and Ludacris. And Mark,
what?
I thought I'd heard the best title before. Baby, I Love You, Jennifer Lopez.
What's that called?
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Ah.
You know? I'm glad we're packing this in, because how can you compete?
No wonder the Shiros gave up.
Right, OK. Now, it's 2:45.
3.
And time for...
Great Moments in Pop.
All right, here's parts 1 and 2 again.
Say, man, where's the soap? Say, is that the soap?
No, it's not. Get your hands off.
Oh,
never mind that, man.
Hey,
listen, any one of you dudes got an idea for a killer title for the next album?
Say, what about smash the wheels of industry and redistribute the spoils of capitalistic greed?
It's good, but it's a bit long, dude, isn't it?
Yeah, well, how about this one is for the kids?
Like it? Yeah. Bit patronizing, maybe. Yeah. But what about you kids are great and we respect you and think you're great?
Hey, fabulous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, that'll keep us down with the kids on the street, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. How's that new Lamborghini of yours?
Oh, I don't drive that anymore, man.
No.
Ashtray is doggone full.
No.
I got myself a nice new Bentley from England, Cestershire. Hey, how's that new plane of yours?
Hey, it's cool, man. You know, it's a 747.
All right.
It's got a bed in it and a chemical toilet. Used to belong to Dolly Parton.
Cool, man.
What the hell?
Right, it's our butler. Hey, Jeeves, what the hell do you want, man?
Yeah.
We're having a band meeting here.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Your afternoon Dom Perignon and the latest royalty check, sir.
Oh, cool, man. Right, get it here. Let's have a look. Right. What the?
Let me see that, man. What? How can that be?
I don't know. Let's get the manager on the goddamn phone, shall we?
Very good, sir.
Right. Just don't understand
me. This is ridiculous, man.
Come on,
man. Outrageous.
That manager.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, we just got our goddamn royalty statement. Is this some kind of sick joke? You cannot be serious. We're going to be down to our last trillion here. What's going on? Really? Well, let me have a looky here, right? Why the... What the...
What's going on?
3 hours later.
It was a long one, that, wasn't it? Mm. But there you go. Neil Arch in Peterborough. Is it Led Zepp not getting their royalties for Top of Pops theme?
No.
That should have been Top of the Pops theme.
Yeah.
Martin in Newbury. Is it the Mannix coming up with the title, If You Tolerate This, Then Your Children Will Be Next?
No. Kat in Manchester. Is it when the lead singer of the Beach Boys' dad sold off the royalties to their songs for a paltry sum?
Oh, muddy.
No, it's not. This is an anonymous text. Is it Tom Jones getting back with the Stereophonics trying to appeal to young people?
Ah, right, okay then. John the Plumber Thompson, is it the Sex Pistols getting done out of the cash?
Nope.
Another anonymous text. Is it Blink 182? I was caught between 182 and 182 then, and it just come out all wrong.
Ho hum.
Anyway, is it Blink 182, realising that they're actually 30 odd and thus singing about prom nights will inevitably come a bit weird soon?
No. Jimmy in Hull City says, is it Stereophonics when they wanted to call their album Jeep, but the motor company blocked it, thus naming it Just Enough Education to Perform? No, it's not. And Mark Baker in Teddington, is it Aerosmith possibly inspired by a large gas bill deciding to record a rap tune with Run DMC in order to protect their billions by finding a new, younger audience?
Right, OK, it's not. Turner in Worthing wants to know, is it the Beastie Boys forming their own label? But it isn't. Where we are, and a lot of people have got this, have they? We've got a trilby full at the second.
We have.
OK, we're back. back to 2000 with Metallica.
Of course we are.
Who were suing Napster, which was an historic case, wasn't
That's right.
it, really? And in some ways has changed the face of the music business. So first of all, they were talking about being at one with the kids.
Yeah.
And yet...
juxtaposed.
And yet, you know, they were in a jacuzzi and talking about Bentleys and
Dom
Lamborghinis
Perignon.
And planes and Dom Perignon. You got the posh butler then, you know, in part two, so they were living the life. Got the royalty check, royalties were down, phoned the manager, why is this? It's this thing Napster, rattle, 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 computer keyboard, you cannot be serious.
Shock horror.
At which point they did sue him. Some news snippets from the time, heavy metal band Metallica filed a suit against Napster, maker of MP3 file sharing software, claiming copyright violations. In the suit, Metallica charged that its music had been unlawfully digitally duplicated. There's a part of the Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organisations Act.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people, one of the fans at the time said, Metallica states their music is art, and it sickens them to see it treated as a commodity. In the next sentence, they claim, from a business standpoint, this is about piracy. It's great to know that James and the boys feel no pain when their commoditized CDs are purchased and played by the masses.
Ouch.
Herein lies the central dichotomy. Although people should probably pay for a record, shouldn't they?
They probably do.
But, you know,
as if no bands would exist, would they? Eventually?
You know, I mean, that's the thing, really. Then the three-judge panel of the 9th US Circuit Court of Appeals in 2001 February decided to uphold Metallica's ruling. Right?
As expected.
The founder of Napster, Sean Fanning, said that Monday's decision would not be the end for the service. It works because people who love music share and participate. Along the way, many people said it would never work. We've heard that we couldn't survive before. We had 700,000 members. Then we had 17 million members. WebNoise, which monitors these kind of things, estimated that 250 million songs were downloaded over the weekend alone before the ruling came out.
Ouch.
Which is a lot of money. This is the important bit. Since the October hearing, Napster has reached agreements with a number of record labels, promised to drop its lawsuit against Napster and to invest in the company once it creates a service that pays artists royalties, which is, of course, exactly now what is happening.
Absolutely.
No single sales and all the record companies have been forced to embrace the technology.
Yes.
So it all came kind of out all right in the end. And perhaps Metallica got it sorted out for a number of other bands and got a load of mud thrown at them, you know.
Flak.
On the other hand, you know, they were seen as the bad guys because, you know, they were
anti-establishment.
They're living a rich life, and many of their early fans felt betrayed by their stance. I think that sort of sums it up, doesn't
probably
it?
Probably both sides of the story.
We've probably talked long enough about this anyway. Pull something out of the trilby, lad.
People did come in, but they didn't mention Napster. Sorry about that, but
right,
that was a crucial part of it, we thought. And we have got a winner in Nancy and Guildford Metallica and their huge war against Napster, because obviously being rich isn't rich enough for some.
Well, okay then. There you go. And this is how it happened. Let's hear how the historic verdict was announced.
2 months later. All be upstanding for the third judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes, well, after due consideration, we find that the kids with no money should not have Metallica tunes without giving all the money they haven't got to these rich Metallica dudes. So, bye-bye, Napster. Lars, James, Kirk, and whatever bass player you've got in tow at the moment, Kerching.
Just the band! Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Yay!
A good tune to climax of today's great moment in pop. All right, Sarah Cox is coming up next. Along Came Polly, of course, which we were talking about before the film. Stiller, his wife runs off with a scuba instructor.
All makes
perfect sense, as we knew it would.
Oh, yeah.
As we knew it would. Drop us your bad album titles if you can be bothered.
Please.
We will see you tomorrow. Back to reality, eh?
Aye.
Room 5, Oliver Cheatham. Make Love. What a time. Where did it mark?
What do they mean?
Oh.